Well, good morning. Appreciate everybody coming together. This is the Senate Committee on Human Services. We are going to be hearing one bill today. We do have a quorum of the committee. We do have other individuals who are at other committees, and we'll keep this bill on call. But let's do a roll call, please. Mr. Teamer.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire here. Berryhill. Hancock. Here. Hancock here. Liu. Nguyen. Nguyen here.
Thank you so much. We do have Senate Bill 524, Mr. Lara, on private alternative boarding schools and outdoor programs. We're going to turn it over to the author.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have all seen this bill before, just minor changes in the assembly. SB 524 would define public, private and public youth treatment facilities and require them to obtain license from the Department of Social Services to ensure youth's health, safety, and rights are protected. Over the past year, we have worked with the Department of Social Services to ensure the bill is implementable. Assembly amendments restructure the bill and further detail various aspects of licensure. As we all know, over the past few decades, hundreds of facilities have been established nationally for youth with emotional and behavioral problems nationwide and abroad. We have also seen a proliferation of camps that claim to scare the gay away or cure homosexuality through exercise and prayer. Trust me, I've prayed myself, and it hasn't done anything to help in my situation. So sadly, often these settings, we have seen youth abused, neglected, and there's been several counts of deaths even occurred. We have identified about a dozen facilities in California and several publicly funded boot camps currently operating in the state, but there could be more. You know, members, parents often take their children to private youth treatment facilities looking for help. Most have no idea that many of these facilities have a history of abuse and that there's no oversight and standard of care. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much. Mr. Lara would like to be able to see if we have any individuals that would like to be able to speak in support. Do we have anyone that would like to speak against or who have concerns? Let's bring it back to committee for any questions or comments. This does have a due pass recommendation. Would like to turn it over to the committee for any questions or comments. We have a motion by Senator Hancock. Ms. Nguyen, any questions or comments? Thank you so much. We have a motion to support 524 by Senator Hancock. Roll call vote, please, Mr. Teamer.
McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Berryhill. Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Liu. Nguyen.
No.
Nguyen, no.
All right, it has two votes. We're going to need to wait for three. We're going to keep the roll open. Mr. Lara, thank you so much, and we'll let you know. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. All right, everyone, I know that folks have additional committees. We have the vice chair coming in. We'll do a quick vote with the vice chair. We're tracking down Ms. Liu, who is also in education.
We need the vice chair to stay and hold it open because you're needed in GEO.
All right, so, come on up. All right, Mr. Berryhill, and then we'll do, let's see if we'll have a vote for Mr. Berryhill, Mr. Teamer. Right now it is 2-1 with the chair voting aye.
Berryhill?
No.
Berryhill, no. Liu?
It's a dead heat. We are focusing on anticipation right now with Ms. Liu. Mariva's getting a little nervous, and so we're going to head up to GO. I'm going to turn it over to the vice chair. I'm going to go vote, and then I'll be back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mr. Teamer and I were just sharing dog stories. So with Presley and Beauregard, who's 16 and 10?
Yeah, they're 10.
10, some Chihuahuas, and then Gertrude, who we have, who's a pug. So it's very exciting. It's good stuff. Can't live without them. We welcome the Chair of Education to Human Services. Thank you so much, Ms. Liu. So right now we have SB 524. The vote is 2-2. Chair voting aye. Mr. Teamer.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Three.
Thank you so much. That the bill is out on a 3-2 vote. We hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. Appreciate all the work from the Human Services team, as always, and we'll see you on Monday. We're adjourned.